大家早啊。
God bless you for coming on a rainy Sunday.
愿神祝福你在这个下雨的早晨。
We're still in the book of Acts.
我们现在在学习使徒行传。
It was my original plan to finish the book of Acts today, but I just can't do it.
原本我的计划是今天要把使徒行传结束，可是我没有办法做到。
So we'll have one more sermon after this on Acts.
所以我们还会再有一次的讲道。
The book of Acts, you remember, it's covering a period of about 30 years of time in the early church.
大家记得这个使徒行传它所记载的时间是大概有30年。
And the very beginning of that story in chapter 1, we had Jesus ascend up into heaven.
我们在使徒行传第一章看到耶稣升天。
Here we are almost 28 chapters later, and it's going to conclude with Paul arriving in Rome.
经过了28章的记载，那我们现在是到了保罗，他现在要到罗马去。
So today we're going to get Paul to Rome.
所以我们今天要把保罗带到罗马。
But then there's a lot of things that happened in Rome, and I want to save that for the last sermon.
在罗马又发生了很多的事情，我会在下一次最后一次的这个讲道中为大家来说明。
Okay, it was back in the 23rd chapter that the Lord said this to Paul.
在使徒行传23章的时候，主跟保罗说，
Take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must testify about me in Rome.
主对保罗说，放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证，也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
So God made a promise to the Apostle Paul. He's going to testify about Jesus in Rome.
所以主耶稣跟保罗做了一个保证，就是他将在罗马为耶稣基督做见证。
Okay, so this is our topic for today. God keeps all his promises.
所以这是我们今天讲到的主题，就是神信守他所有的应许。
People may break their promises to you.
人也许会对你有一些承诺。
God always keeps his promises.
神他会持守保守他的承诺。
So if God has said something in the scripture, you can be certain it will happen.
如果神对你说了什么，你有这个确定，这个事情一定会发生。
In your Bible, you're going to find many promises from God. Some of them are to other people.
在圣经里头你可以看到很多神的应许。有些呢是对别人说的。
Okay, not every promise applies directly to you.
并不是每一个应许都直接对我们可有用。
Yeah, the promise of God to Paul that he's going to get to Rome, that's obviously not specifically for you.
就比如神应许保罗他会在罗马来传讲耶稣基督，这很明显是对保罗说的。
And now, can you hear me better? Sorry. I got a signal from the back there. Okay, so some of the promises are specifically for you.
可是呢有一些应许呢却是对我们说的。
And actually, Paul getting to Rome is kind of almost a metaphor picture of what's going to happen as God moves you from where you are to where your final place will be.
神对保罗的这个应许呢，其实可以说是一个隐喻，好像对我们说，神要带我们到他所预定的地方去。
Okay, so having confidence in what God has promised, that is the definition of faith.
这个对上帝所应许的事情呢有把握，这其实就是对信心的一个定义。
Okay, let me say it again a little differently in case you didn't get it.
我换那个方法来说。
So faith is expecting God to do what he has promised.
信心就是期待上帝会做成他已经应许的事情。
So the Apostle Paul believed God's promise.
所以使徒保罗他相信神的应许。
That's called faith.
这就是信心。
Okay, now if you're a Christian, God wants you to know something.
如果你已经是基督徒，神愿意你知道一些事情。
Okay, God has made a very special promise to you.
神已经给你一个特别的应许。
And it isn't to take you to Rome.
这并不是说要带你去罗马。
So if you're a Christian, where has God promised to take you?
如果你是基督徒，神对你应许了些什么呢？
Italy? No.
是意大利吗？
Heaven. Amen.
Yeah, 是天堂。
That is a promise from God.
这是从神来的应许。
He says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will go to heaven.
你若以口里承认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，你就能够上天堂。
Okay, another promise. Jesus promises he's going to come back and he's going to take you to be with him in heaven.
而且耶稣他也应许他会再来接我们到天上与他同在。
So these are some of the promises of God.
这是神所应许的一些。
Okay, as you read this morning, it was not easy for the Apostle Paul to get to Rome.
我们知道这个保罗要到罗马去并不容易。
It may not be easy for you to get to heaven.
所以对我们来讲，我们要上天堂，也许也并不容易。
By that I mean, it's possible you're going to encounter lots of difficulties you have to overcome along the way.
也许我们在这个过程当中必须要遭遇许多的苦难。
But the bottom line is God has promised he is going to get you there.
但是很重要的就是上帝已经保证他会带我们到那里去。
Okay, could you say that with me?
你可以跟我这样说吗？
God keeps all his promises.
上帝信守他所有的应许。
Amen.Let me tell you, there was a group of Scottish men back in the 1800s, and they read the Bible, and they didn't believe it. They were atheists.
在19世纪末的时候，有一群苏格兰人，他们呢研读圣经，可是他们并不相信圣经，他们是无神论者。
So they set out to prove it's false.
所以他们就立定了主意，要去证明圣经是错误的。
One of these men, this man here, he actually retraced all of Paul's missionary journeys.
其中有一个人呢，就是这一位，他呢，就延续，就是跟随了这个使徒保罗的传教之旅呢，做了研究。
His intention was to prove, haha, it's false.
他想要证明说，这都是虚假的。
Luke made the whole thing up. It's just a fairy tale.
这是路加在使徒行传中他自己虚构的故事。
What he found was exactly the opposite. He discovered, wow, it's extremely accurate.
可是呢，后来他发现，这其实是非常准确的。
He looked at the archaeological evidence, the historical evidence. He was so impressed, he became a Christian.
他看这些考古学的研究结果，看一些历史的证据，他非常的惊讶，印象深刻，他成了基督徒。
His name is Sir William Ramsay.
他是威廉·兰塞爵士。
And he went on and he wrote several books about the Apostle Paul.
他接下来他写了有关于使徒保罗的很多本书。
He is a professor at Oxford University.
他是牛津大学的教授。
He received 9 honorary doctorate degrees from all kinds of very prestigious universities.
他曾经得了9荣誉博士，从这些世界著名的大学得到荣誉博士。
That's a lot of doctorate degrees.
这是很多的博士学位。
Okay, so he said it's true. The story is true.
他说这些都是事实。
That's very important.
这是非常重要的。
Okay, you remember back in chapter 26, Paul, he's still a prisoner in Caesarea. That's where we left him.
我们记得在使徒行传26章，保罗在该撒利亚，他是被囚在监里。
I know I've showed you this picture of Paul in prison in chains many times, but that was a big part of his life. That's how he spent many years of his life.
我把这张保罗在监狱里头他带着锁链的相片放了很多次，这其实是他生命当中大部分的时间所经历的。
Okay, so here we're going to finally get him on a ship.
我们现在要让他上船。
Chapter 27, it begins like this.
在使徒行传27章这样开始。
It was decided that we would sail for Italy. Paul and some other prisoners were handed over to a centurion named Julius, who belonged to the imperial regiment.
既然定规了，叫我们坐船往意大利去，便将保罗和别的囚犯交给狱营里的一个百夫长，名叫尤留。
Okay, we boarded a ship that was from Adramyttium, and we were about to sail for ports along the coast of the province of Asia.
有一条亚大米田的船要沿着亚细亚一带地方的海边走，我们就上了那船。
Now Paul is he's going to go with Luke is going to accompany him. There's another guy, I think his name is Aristarchus. He has several people traveling with him that are his Christian brothers.
这个使徒行传的作者路加其实跟保罗在一起。那另外有个亚里达古也是跟保罗一同坐船。
Okay, Paul's not an ordinary prisoner. He is a Roman citizen, and he has not been convicted of a crime.
保罗他并不是一个普通的囚犯，他是罗马公民，而且他并没有被判定说犯了什么样的罪。
So the Roman centurion, his name is Julius, and he treats Paul with respect, and he treats him with kindness.
所以这个罗马的百夫长尤留呢，就对保罗很尊重，而且给他一定程度的自由。
In fact, as they travel, he even lets Paul get off the ship and visit with some friends and get some supplies.
甚至在这个旅行当中，他也让保罗有机会可以去探访朋友，或者去买一些必需的用品。
But Paul's still a prisoner, and so he still wears a chain, and a Roman guard would go with him wherever he went.
不过因为保罗呢，他还是个囚犯，所以一个囚徒，所以他就必须带着锁链。那他去哪里，罗马的士兵也都跟着他。
Yeah, the guard has responsibility for Paul. If Paul were to run off, the guard would be in big trouble.
因为如果保罗逃跑了，这些看守他的士兵呢，会有很大的麻烦。
So the guard is with Paul because he is required to be.
这些士兵跟着保罗呢，是因为他们被要求要如此。
But Luke and the others are with Paul because they love him. They want to be with Paul.
可是像路加还有其他的基督徒跟着保罗呢，是因为他们爱保罗。
Okay, so there's Paul getting onto the ship.
这是保罗上船。
Okay, this is a map just showing us the beginning of that trip, and here is Caesarea in Israel, and they're going to move up the coast to Myra.
这是这个旅行的这个地图，他们从在犹大地这个撒马该撒利亚，他们后来到了美拉这个地方。
Okay, so the first ship that they're on is kind of a smaller ship and it's maneuverable, but they had difficulty even just getting to Myra.
他们所搭的第一艘船呢比较小，虽然航行还算顺利，可是经过了蛮多的困难。
When they get there, now there is a large, it's called an Alexandrian ship.
后来他们上了一艘比较大的船，叫做亚历山大船。
Alexandria, you might know, is in Egypt here, and they had ships from Egypt that would take grain to Rome.
大家可以在这个地图上面看到亚历山大这个地方，他们是从非洲把一些麦子运到欧洲去。
So this is a very large ship.
这是非常大的船。
Yeah, it's kind of like a 747 jumbo jet today.
这有点像这个747巨型客机一样。
This ship 180 feet long, 50 feet wide, and from the deck to the bottom of the ship 40 feet.
这艘船呢有180英尺长， 宽50英尺，那高度从这个甲板到这个船底呢有40英尺。
This ship is going to carry 276 passengers. That's a lot of people.
这艘船它载了276个人，这是很多人在里头。
So they had lost some time as they began to try to travel up here. It took them maybe more than a week to travel that far.
大概花了这个一个星期的时间，从该沙利亚到了美拉。
Now when they get on this large ship, it's getting late in the season.
当他们到了美拉这个地方的时候，其实已经时间已经到了秋季了。
We know that because Luke tells us that it was after the Day of Atonement.
因为我们知道这个是因为路加他记载是已经过了这个赎罪日。
Okay, the other name for the Day of Atonement is Yom Kippur.
这个希伯来文的这个赎罪日就是 Yom Kippur.
And Yom is Hebrew, it means day.
Yom 这个字是希伯来文日子的意思。
And Kippur is it means cover. It's the covering on the Ark of the Covenant.
这个 Kippur 呢，这个字是遮盖的意思，是这个约柜上面的一个盖子。
So Yom Kippur, this is the special day in the Hebrew calendar. The high priest would take blood and he would go behind the veil and he would sprinkle blood on the mercy seat of the Ark of the Covenant.
赎罪日在犹太人的节期当中是一个很特别的日子大祭司呢他会带着鲜血到这个圣殿的幔子后面，到了这个约柜前面，把血洒在约柜上。
The blood of the lamb taking away the sins of the people.
这个羔羊的血呢除去了人的罪。
Okay, that would happen only once a year and it would happen on the seventh month in the Hebrew calendar.
这个每年只会发生一次，这是发生在犹太历的这个七月。
Okay, so that's how we know the time of the year when Paul was traveling.
所以我们知道这个保罗他这个旅行的这个时间点。
Now at this time of year in that Mediterranean area, the weather begins to turn. It's getting to be winter.
在这个季节呢，这个地中海的气候呢。开始有了很大的变化。
So the sailing becomes very dangerous.
所以在海上的旅行变得非常的困难，非常危险。
In the winter months, they would literally close the harbor. You couldn't come or go.
其实到了冬天呢，这边的港口其实都关闭的。
So on the large ship, now they transferred to the large ship here at Myra, and they're having a hard time, but they finally are able to get onto the island of Crete at a place called Fair Havens.
他们从美拉出发呢，也是经过了一阵子的困难，可是他们最后到了加奥这个小港口。
I think a lot of times God has a sense of humor with names, you know.
有的时候呢，神对这个名字呢，他会开一些玩笑。
Fair Havens, it sounds like a nice place.
这个加奥就是好像很好的港口。
Now Paul is not new on traveling on aboard ships.
对保罗来讲，这个坐船旅行并不是一件新鲜的事情。
Okay, here is a map showing his previous missionary journeys, and you can see he spent a lot of time on the water.
这是保罗他前几次宣道旅程的这个路线图，你可以发现说他有很多的这个时间是在海上。
So he has a lot of experience.
他有很多的经验。
In 2 Corinthians, he actually writes, you know, I've been shipwrecked 3 times.
在哥林多后书有提到说，保罗自己写说他曾遭遇三次的船难。
He once spent a day and a night in the open sea.
他甚至一昼一夜在深海里面。
And there's sharks in those waters.
在这个海域里头其实是有鲨鱼的。
So Paul is bold enough and he tells the centurion Julius, you know, we should stay in Fair Havens for the winter.
所以保罗呢就跟这个百夫长讲说我们应该留在加奥这个港口。
But the owner and the captain of the ship, they think this is not a good place to stay for the winter. There's a better place about 40 miles up the coast of Crete.
可是这个船的这个主人还有这个船长呢，就觉得说加奥并不是一个好这个停留的一个地方，他们想到在这个岛的西边40里的地方还有另外一个更好的港口。
Okay, so really the Roman centurion and the captain and they need to make a decision.
所以这个船主还有这个船长还有这个罗马的百夫长他们必须要做一个决定。
Particularly Julius, who is he going to listen to? Is he going to listen to Paul, who is his prisoner, or is he going to listen to the captain of the ship?
尤其是这个百夫长尤留，他是要听保罗的呢？不过保罗是个囚犯，还是说他要听这个船长
？Okay, understand this is a life and death decision.
所以这是有关于生死的问题。
If he had someone on there like a princess or a queen, he might have chosen a different decision.
如果在他面前是有这个公主或者是皇后来跟他说，他也许会有不一样的决定。
But he's got a bunch of men with him, prisoners.
可是他周围是有很多的囚犯。
So.I'm trying to say we have a similar situation. You're going to have to make decisions. Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to godly counsel or are you going to listen to man?
所以我们有很多事情我们要做决定。那我们是要听有属灵的带领的一个好的一个规劝呢，还是我们要听人的话？
It's truthfully a life or death decision for you as well.
这对我们来讲也是我们当我们做生死决定的时候也是这样子的一个问题。
Not too surprisingly, the centurion listens to the captain.
当然就是很正常的，就是这个百夫长他听了船长的提议。所以他们就要离开加奥这个地方。
40 miles, but this is a better harbor here in Phoenix. Let's go for it.
他就想说，就只是在西边40里处这个腓尼基港，那我们就过去吧。
Actually, a gentle wind comes from the south, and they think, "Ha ha, this is great. We got it."
所以一开始的时候是微风在这样子吹，所以他们想说，哎，趁了我们的意，我们就走吧。
Yes, suddenly, the storm comes.
可是忽然很偶然就一瞬间这个暴风就来了。
So often that's the case that you don't expect it and suddenly everything changes.
就有的时候出乎我们意外的这个事情就发生了。
Now these big ships weren't like the small ones. They can't really turn the ship and get to the harbor. It's just blown by the wind.
因为这船很大，所以他们没有办法把它转回来，回到港口，他们就被飓风就吹到了海洋当中。
So, oops.
所以麻烦了。
Bad decision. Now what can we do? How do we get out of this mess?
所以他们要想说，我们怎么能够从这个困境当中能够出来
？And it's a really bad storm.
这是一个非常糟糕的一个风暴。
It definitely reminds us of the story of Jonah when Jonah was on the ship in the Old Testament and the storm came.
这让我想到旧约里头有关于约拿的一个记载。
Remember God had told Jonah, take this message to the Gentiles.
记得神对约拿说，你要把这个神的信息带到外邦人那里去。
Very similar to what God said to Paul, take my message to the Gentiles.
这很像神对保罗说，你要把神的话福音带到外邦人当中。
So suddenly, 276 people are in grave danger. They could all die.
所以一下子这276个人，他们就遭遇了生命的危险。
Okay, they're going to do everything they possibly know how to save themselves.
他们就想尽办法要能够救自己救自己。
The storm is blowing. They have a small boat behind them. It's the lifeboat, and they're able to just get that boat and pull it on board with them.
他们有一艘小的这个救生筏，那他们也只能把这个救生筏把它弄到 船上来。
They begin to throw all the cargo off of the boat to try to lighten the load.
他们把一些货物就往海里面抛，希望能够减轻船的负载。
You know, when your life is at risk, money doesn't really matter anymore. Get rid of it.
有的时候我们生命当中遭遇危险，我们这些财产对我们来讲不重要，要赶快抛弃。
They tied big ropes around the whole ship in order to try to hold the ship together.
他们用绳子把这个船身这样捆绑住，希望能够加固这个船身。
The text says, I forgot which day it was, but things got so bad they literally took the tackle, the ropes and the pulleys and everything, and they throw everything off the ship.
我不记得是已经到了第几天，不过就是因为情况很危险，他们就把这些缆绳啊什么帆全部都把它扔到海里去。
So they're like this, and for 14 days the storm has them and it's blowing them out into the ocean.
所以他们就在这样的风暴当中过了14天。
They didn't see the sun by day, they didn't see the stars by night. That's how they navigated back in those days.
他们白天看不到太阳，晚上也看不到星星，这个太阳星星是他们在航行当中他们用来的一个指标。
So they're pretty sure they're all going to die.
他们想说他们就要死了。
Okay, on board, there's only three people who really know God.
在这个船上就只有三个人，他们真的认识神。
And so at this point, Paul is going to say to them, Men, you should have listened to me when I told you to stay in Fair Havens.
所以保罗就跟众人说你们应该第一次就听我，留在加澳这个港口。
You'd be sure that's like the last thing they wanted to hear from Paul, right?
这个可能是他们想从保罗那边听到，最不想从保罗那边听到的一句话。
But he isn't saying that to them to say, you know, I told you so. He's not saying it for that reason.
不过虽然保罗是跟他们这样讲，可是他并不是好像幸灾乐祸。
He said, "Men, listen to me."I know what I'm talking about. Listen to what I'm telling you.
他们保罗跟他们说，你们听我说这话，因为我知道我在说什么。
Okay, and here's what he says. Now, I urge you, keep up your courage, because not one of you will be lost. Only the ship will be destroyed.
现在我劝你们放心，你们的性命一个也不失落，唯独失落这艘船。
Last night, an angel.Of the God whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me.
因为我所属所侍奉的神，他的使者昨夜站在我的旁边。
So God visits Paul through an angel, and the angel says, "Paul, don't be afraid. You must stand trial before Caesar, and I'm graciously giving you the lives of all the men on the ship."
所以神透过天使。来告诉保罗，就是跟他们讲，不要害怕，你必定站在该撒面前，并且与你同船的人，神都赐给你了。
Okay, Paul says to keep up your courage, and I have faith it will happen just as God said.
所以保罗跟大家讲说，大家可以放心，我信神怎样对我说，事情也要怎样成就。
I said earlier, that's the definition of faith. Paul believes what God is saying to him.
这是我刚刚讲的，这个是信心的一个定义，就是保罗他相信神会做成他所应许的事。
So what we see now, Paul, who was the prisoner, has now become Paul, literally their leader.
所以保罗从一个被囚的成了一个领袖。
It isn't because Paul is so wise or anything like that. It's because God's favor is with Paul.
这并不是说这保罗这个非常的聪明，而其实是上帝的保守在保罗身上。
Jesus cares about Paul.
所以耶稣非常看顾保罗。
He's not going to abandon him.
他不会遗弃他。
Well, sure enough, The ship runs aground on an island, and that's the island of Malta there, just south of Italy.
所以最后 船终于遇到陆地，就是在米利大这个地方，这是在意大利的南部的一个岛。
When I was in high school, I had a friend who was born in Malta. His name was Romeo. He was from Malta.
我高中的时候有一个同学，他名字叫 Romeo， 他是在这个米利大出生的。
Now, one of the things the text mentions is that just before the ship wrecks on the sandbar, the sailors throw out four anchors.
所以这个在圣经里头记载，就是在这个船遇到这个陆地之前呢，这个水手他扔下了四个锚。
Okay, so what's happening is the water is beginning to get more shallow. They don't want to crash on the rocks, so they're dropping anchors out the back of the ship.
就是当这个船开进这个水浅的地方的时候，他们怕这个船会撞上这个石头，所以他们把这个锚就抛掉。
Okay, so there are, I think I went one too many. Okay, that's okay. So if you visit the island of Malta today, it's just south of Sicily, there's actually a place there called St. Paul's Bay.
如果你今天到这个米利大这个地方去，就是在西西里的南方，那你可以到一个叫做保罗湾的地方。
So people were curious about this, like that guy I told you about Ramsey in the beginning. They searched for those four anchors.
就像我前面提到的说，像这个兰塞爵士，他们就想找这个这个锚的这个古迹。
Okay, so there's the island of Malta. There's St. Paul's Bay. They even have a place called St. Julian's, which is the name of the Roman centurion on that island.
所以这个是米利大岛，你可以看到在这个上面有一个就是圣保罗湾，甚至有一个地名叫做圣尤流，就是这个百夫长的名字。
By the way, this is one of the most religious islands in the whole world. 98% of the people on Malta are Christians.
所以这可以说是在世界上最虔诚信仰基督教 98% 的地方，就是在这个岛上。
Whoops, I think I went one too many. Okay, yeah. So here, they actually had modern day scuba divers. They went down and my goodness, you know. So here's the anchors going down. And this big piece here was made of lead. I'm not sure what the whole anchor was, but they found them. They found all four anchors there in the harbor.
所以这个是现代的潜水员，深水潜水员他们所观察到了海底。就是你可以看到他们找到四个这样子的一个锚。
Okay, here is even the Pope went to see those pieces of anchor in the museum in Malta.
甚至这个教宗也到米利大这个博物馆来看他们所找到的这个锚。
Just for evidence that what you're reading in the Bible, it's true, it's real history, it's not a made-up story.
所以我们可以知道圣经所记载的都是事实。不是捏造的。
And there's St. Paul's Bay. They have a big statue of Paul at the.
在这个圣保罗湾的地方呢，也有一个保罗的塑像在那里。
Anyway, just before the ship wrecks, the Roman soldiers say, "We better kill all the prisoners."
所以他们当他遇到这个船难的时候呢，这些罗马士兵就说，我们要把这些犯人都杀了。
Because they, if the prisoners escape, the guards get their penalty.
因为如果这些囚犯逃跑了，这个罗马士兵他们要遭受惩罚。
Here again, you see God's hand is on Paul to protect him, and Julius says, "No, we're not doing that."
可是我们也看到上帝的保护之手遮盖了保罗，就是这个百夫长尤流说，不行，我们不可以这样做。
So the ship hits on this sandbar, and I've actually seen this happen. If a ship gets stuck and the waves pound it, it'll obliterate the ship. It just knocks all the wood to pieces.
所以这个船搁浅在沙滩上面，那这个风浪不断的击打这个船就被打碎了。
And it gets stuck, and the ship gets smashed, and the guys are swimming to shore.
所以有些人就游泳上了岸。
Some of them grab onto pieces of wood, and all 276 guys make it to the beach.
所以啊，有些人他们就抓这个破碎的，这是船的这些木头啊，他们就也他们也上了岸。
And it's a day like today. It's rainy. It's cold. It's miserable. They're all wet and they're washed up on the beach.
所以啊，就有点像今天，就是他们都全身都是湿的，又冷。然后他们到了这个岸上。
By the way, the name of that island, Malta, it literally means refuge, a place of shelter.
所以啊，其实附带一提的就是啊，米利达这个字呢的意思就是避难或者是避难所的意思。
So they begin to make a fire and they're trying to get themselves warm.
所以他们就生火，想让自己能够比较温暖一点。
And Paul is, Paul's not sitting on the beach feeling sorry for himself, like, oh, why does this always happen to me?
可是啊，保罗他也没有坐在这个啊这个沙滩上面，然后说啊这个事情怎么会发生在我身上
？He's helping the other men, and he begins to gather some firewood.
所以啊，他就帮助其他的人，他去捡了一些柴火。
Suddenly, a snake jumps out of the wood that he has, and it bites him on the hand.
这忽然之间有一只蛇啊，就从他所拿的这些柴火当中出来，咬了他一口。
And you know, we think about like God's sovereignty, right? God is sovereign. Why does he let a snake bite Paul?
当我们想到上帝主权的时候，我们就会问说，为什么神会让啊这个蛇来咬保罗
？Why didn't God protect him?
为什么神不保护他呢？
And there's a lot of superstitious people in the group, and they say, "Ha ha!"
啊，有一些迷信，就是在当中有一些迷信的人，他们就说
，This guy must be a bad guy. He must be a murderer because even though he survived the shipwreck, see, now he's going to die anyway.
他们心里想说，这个人一定是个凶手。虽然从海里被救上来呢，天理还不容他活着。
Paul shakes the snake off into the fire.
可是保罗他就把那个毒蛇甩在火里。
Now all the people are watching Paul. They're thinking, "Oh, what? This guy? He's going to either swell up or he's going to drop dead. Watch what happens."
这些人他们看到就想说，这个保罗他可能就会开始肿起来，或者是他就忽然就死了。
Nothing happened.
可是没有发生什么事。
A long time. He's fine.
过了好一阵子的都没有什么事情发生。
And they changed their mind. Whoa, he must be a god.
他们就转了念头，就想说他应该是神吧。
That's a big transition for Paul. He was this little crummy prisoner, and now they're saying he's God.
可以看到这很大的转变。这个保罗从一个犯人的身份，他现在变成人家觉得他是神了。
So God takes something that.At first seems bad, and he turns it and uses it for good.
所以啊，神会把一些原本看起来好像很糟糕的事情，把它转变成是好的。
Because when a snake bite doesn't kill Paul or hurt Paul, they think, "Wow, he's really special and different."
因为这个被毒蛇咬啊，保罗没死，反而让他啊得到众人的尊敬。
So you see how God can take a bad situation and turn it around and use it for good.
所以我们可以看到神将不好的事情翻转变成好事。
God can do that in your life too.
神也可以在你生命当中做这样的奇妙的事情。
God is an intentional being. He always acts with intent.
所以神他是啊，他做事都是有目的的。
Things don't just happen for no reason.
这个事情并不是就无意的发生。
Yeah. Often we don't understand why, but God has a purpose in it.
虽然我们有的时候不明白是为什么，可是神有他的用意在。
So then what happens is, the governor of the island, the Roman governor, takes them into his home and he's very kind to them.
这个时候这个岛的这个罗马的长官呢，就把他们邀到家里去，款待了三天。
The governor's father is sick.
这个时候这个等于是这个岛的岛主，他的岳父正在生病。
Okay, and Paul goes to the father and he prays for him and he actually lays hand on him and he's cured.
就是这个这个他的父亲生病，那 保罗按手在他身上，他的病就好了。
So when this happened, all the people that are sick on Malta begin to come to Paul.
当这个事情传出去呢，这个岛上生病的人也都来找保罗，也都得了医治。
He cures them.
他都得，这些人都得了医治。
Kind of reminds us of Jesus, right?
这让我们想到耶稣所做的事。
You remember when Peter's mother-in-law was sick and Jesus went and cured her.
我们想到这个彼得的岳母生病，那耶稣也治好了。
So God is using these things to show this man Paul, he's my special servant.
所以神借着这样的事情呢，让众人能够看到说保罗是他所特别拣选的一个人。
I do want to add here something about physical healing.
我在这边要想讲一些这个肉体上面得医治的事情。
Okay, we know God can heal physically.
我们知道上帝能够治愈肉体上的这个疾病。
God can cure. He can heal you of cancer. He can heal you of AIDS. He can heal you of any disease.
就算是你有癌症、有艾滋病，他仍然能够医治你。
He doesn't always heal.
可是神他也并不每一次他都要来医治你。
The Apostle Paul even, he prayed to God, I have this thorn in my flesh, whatever it is, please heal me.
这个使徒保罗他曾经跟神来祷告说，我肉体上有一根刺，求你来治愈他。
Did God heal Paul's thorn in the flesh?
可是神有治愈保罗身上的这根刺吗？
He didn't.
没有。
He said, my grace is sufficient for you, my power is made perfect in weakness.
神跟他说，我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
Just one other example of that, when Paul left a place called Miletus, he writes in 2 Timothy, I left Trophimus, my friend, there sick.
在这个提摩太后书里头，像保罗他离开这个米利都这个地方的时候呢，他提到一个人叫做特罗菲摩，这个特摩菲罗因为生病了，所以保罗把他留在米利都。
So because we're talking about God's promises today, I just want to be clear. He doesn't promise physical healing here and now always.
因为我们今天谈到神的应许，不过我们要说神并没有应许他每一次都要医治好我们肉体上面的疾病。
People get sick and die, even if they're Christians.
我们知道就是人总是会有生病会死。
So what does,
甚至是基督徒也是这样。
He promises to heal you and me spiritually and then take us to a place where there'll be no more sickness and no more death.
神他应许了我们，是他要在灵性上面先医治了我们，然后把我们带到一个不会再有疾病和死亡的地方。
All right, let's get Paul along the path here. Okay, so the Roman centurion Julius, he finds another Alexandrian ship. Remember, they're carrying the grain up to Rome, and he gets everybody on board.
所以这个百夫长尤流呢，他又找了另外一艘亚历山大船，然后让大家能够上这个船。
Luke says they honored us in many ways, and when we were ready to sail, guess what? They furnished us with all the supplies that we needed.
这个路加他也记载，他们又多方的尊敬我们，到了开船的时候，也把我们所需用的送到船上。
So you know they arrived on Malta. I mean, shipwreck, they had nothing.
所以我们知道，当他们到了米利大这个岛的时候呢，因为发生了船难，所以他们一无所有。
About 3 months later, it's time for them to go, and God provides for all their needs.
可是当三个月之后，当他们要离开这个地方的时候，上帝供应他们一切所需。
God gave Paul favor in the eyes of all those people on Malta.
所以神施恩惠给保罗，让他得到这个米利大岛上人的帮助。
Okay, one of the names for God, Jehovah Jireh.
我们知道神有一个名字叫耶和华以勒。
God provides.
就是上帝他供应的意思。
He will do that for you as well.
他也会这样子来供应给你。
You are his child.
你是他的儿女。
He cares for your needs.
他关心你的需要。
Not your greed.
可是并不是你的贪欲。
Okay. So one of the things we want to notice here also is this Paul, you know, once he becomes a Christian, there's no scandal with Paul. There's no corruption. There's no disgrace. There's nothing dishonorable in the story of Paul.
我们看到就是当保罗他变成一个基督徒之后，我们没有看到一些丑闻啊、腐败啊，或者是一些不光彩的事情。
He is truly a model that we can try to emulate.
他是一个我们很好学习的榜样。
So after 3 months on Malta, they get on this ship. It's an Alexandrian ship, and they're going to come up to Sicily and make their way up to Italy. And just since I'm here with you guys, right about here is a place called Mondello. That's where my ancestors are from.
Okay, 我们看到这个地图，从米利大他们到了叙拉古，然后到了意大利这个半岛上面的这个利基翁。那刚刚牧师提到这个在西西里岛北边有个地方是他祖先的地方。
So I am Sicilian, Mondello.
所以Peter 牧师是西西里的人。
Okay, the name of the ship that they get on there, it's interesting, it's an Alexandrian ship, and its name, is a Castor and Pollux.
他们所这个搭的这艘船上面这个旗帜呢，叫做这个卡斯托尔跟波吕克斯。
Yes, these three columns are all that remains of the big temple that they had to Castor and Pollux in Rome.
这是在意大利罗马就是纪念这两个罗马神的一个神庙所剩下来的三根柱子。
I have been there and I have seen it with my own eyes.
我曾经到那个地方亲眼看过。
And Castor and Pollux, this is the Roman, they're the twin sons of Zeus.
卡斯托尔跟波吕克斯呢是这个宙斯天神的一个孪生的儿子。
If you know your stars a little bit, there's a constellation called Gemini. Gemini means two twins, and there they are, Castor and Pollux.
如果你知道这个星座的话，在星座里头有一个双子星座，就是指的就是卡斯托尔跟波吕克斯这两个。
For the Romans, they were considered these were the gods that protected Rome.
罗马人相信说这双生的这个罗马神是保护罗马的。
Well, this is the only time that Luke tells us the name of the ship they were on, so there must be a reason.
这个路加呢特别把这艘船的这个旗帜记载下来，一定有它的意思。
So I'm going to sort of tell you what my thinking is. Why did he mention those two guys?
我想跟大家分享一下，我觉得是怎么样。
So as Paul and Luke are getting on the ship, I imagine Paul looking up and saying, "You see Castor and Pollux?"
也许
we got the real true God.
你可以想象说，当保罗跟路加他们上了这艘船，然后保罗跟路加说：“你看到那个卡斯托尔跟波吕克斯吗？”我们有真神帮助我们。
He's going to Rome. He's going to try to help the people to be free from the idols that they worship.
因为保罗他是要让去帮助这些人能够脱离偶像的崇拜。
Okay, he's almost there.
我们快要到那里了。
Okay, and little by little they're going by ship and they stop at a place called Puteoli. I think that's how you say it. And there's some Christians there and the Christians come and they visit with Paul, and he's greatly encouraged to see some Christians.
所以当他们继续在意大利半岛这边往北走，他们到了布丢利这个地方。那这个地方有一些基督徒，他们过来探望保罗。
You can keep that in your mind as well. Sometimes we get into difficult times, and you can come as a Christian brother or sister and support and encourage your brothers and sisters.
所以就像我们生命当中一样，有的时候我们遭遇困难，可是有一些基督徒的朋友，他们来到我们当中安慰我们，鼓励我们。
Okay, so we're there. He finally got to Rome.
所以大家终于我们终于看到这个 保罗到了罗马。
So it's quite a journey.
这是一个很长的旅程。
So just as God promised to take Paul from Israel to Rome,
我们从我们可以看到神奇妙的把保罗从以色列带到了罗马。
Okay, he promises to take you from here to heaven.
神也跟你应许，他要把我们从这里带到天堂。
All right, we're going to stop there for today. We have one last half of chapter 28. We'll finish the whole book next time.
我们今天会停在这里，我们下一次会把剩余的28章讲完。
I want to close just with one promise so you can hear a promise from God's word for you.
我在这边要提一个神的应许。
This is from chapter 2 in the book of Acts.
这是在使徒行传第二章里头。
Apostle Peter says this.
使徒彼得这样说。
Repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins.
你们个人要悔改。奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。
And you will receive the Holy Spirit.
就必领受所赐的圣灵。
This promise is for you.
这应许是给你们。
Okay, so that is our message for today. God keeps all his promises.
所以这是我们今天的信息，神信守他一切的应许。
谢谢，阿门。
谢谢。